This is KCUR 89.3. Thanks to a federal law, students who become homeless can stay in their original schools even if they move miles away. But, as Barb Shelley explains for KCUR 89.3, that can mean long taxi rides and growing financial burdens for school districts.
It's not quite daybreak, and already a green taxi is idling outside of the City Union Mission's family shelter near downtown Kansas City. Camion Valentine and her son Nikolai hustle out of their room just after 6 a.m.
Come on, son. Hi, I love you.
In about 20 minutes, the taxi will drop the seventh grader off at his middle school in the North Kansas City School District. Valentine was frantic that Nikolai and his younger sister would have to switch schools after the family abruptly lost their rental home last year.
Their schools told me, no, you're not pulling them out. We can have a cab come get them because technically you don't have a permanent residence.
About half an hour after Nikolai catches his ride, a white van arrives to transport Miles Clay to Washington High School in Kansas City, Kansas. A series of crises left his family homeless last year. Kimberly Clay says the news that her sons wouldn't have to transfer to a new school was a huge relief.
When we'd lost everything else, they could still hold on to that. Their teachers and things were really supportive at their school. My oldest son got to graduate from his home school.
Scenes like this take place hundreds of times every school day around Kansas City because of a federal law guaranteeing homeless children the right to stay at their school. That often means their districts must pay to get them there. And it defines homelessness broadly. Students can be living in a family member's home, for instance. It's not uncommon for kids to ride in taxis for 30 or 45 minutes each way, maybe even longer.
We probably right now are cabbing between 55 and 70 students.
Michelle Eagle coordinates services for homeless students at the Raytown School District. Last year, 550 students were in her program, nearly 6% of the district's enrollment. But not all homeless students need transportation. Homeless kids who can find their own way to school also receive services like tutoring or help with clothing and personal items.
We do everything we can to make sure that those students' attendance is not disrupted and they can continue that education.
But over the last decade, numbers of students around Kansas City who are served by homeless programs have skyrocketed. Kansas City Public Schools helped 1,200 homeless kids last year. Independence was close behind. The six districts in Johnson County combined also are seeing numbers topping 1,000 a year. Part of the reason for the big numbers is that schools are getting better at identifying homeless students. But Eagle says that in Raytown, it's mostly about losing housing.
They struggle to find a new permanent housing location to where they do find themselves doubling up with a relative, going to a coworker, staying in a motel.
For families in those situations, district homeless services can be lifesavers. But for school districts, they're costly. While Congress mandates services for homeless students, it provides very little money for states and school districts to follow through. Raytown spent almost $500,000 out of its general fund last year. So many districts are looking at ways to prevent families from becoming homeless in the first place. They're partnering with churches and community groups to keep people in their homes. Valerie Carson with United Community Services of Johnson County says it costs a lot less to prevent homelessness.
There are some people who say, well, that's just a Band-Aid. And that's like, no, that is an effective intervention that keeps people from losing their housing.
Frequent moves during the school year wreak havoc on students and classrooms. And just about everybody agrees it's best to keep kids in the same place. So taxis will continue to crisscross Kansas City, students aboard. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Barb Shelley.